Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Apparently, it is so easy to bake bread that anyone can learn, and Josie Baker is just the guy to teach us how. In five step-by-step, easy-to-master recipes, San Francisco bread maker Josie Baker walks us through baking your first loaf to a free-form sourdough loaf. The 38 core recipes and ample variations teach you how to think like a baker. His new book is Josie Baker Bread. Get baking, make great bread, be happy. The book is published by Chronicle, and it's a pleasure to welcome Josie Baker to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's very nice to have you with us. Let's get to the happiness part. What about this makes you happy? We'll cut to the chase.
Well, that's a very complicated question. I can really only touch on the beginning of it. But, bread baking for me was something that I was kind of hungry for, a hobby that would keep me still and engaged in work with my hands and involved patience. Because I found myself running around all the time and really multitasking, to the point where it started to feel like maybe it was kind of unhealthy for me. And I had actually tried my hand at a few other, hobbies, and none of them really resonated with me until I tried bread baking. And I totally fell in love with it and wasn't really able to stop doing it to this very day, where we bake 350 loaves a day at the mill in San Francisco. But, there's something timeless about the craft of baking bread, and something that I think lots of people find really peaceful and perhaps happiness-inducing about the whole thing.
So talk a little bit about the mystique of why so many of us, myself included, that there is a mystery to baking bread, that it seems like it is very a difficult skill to learn.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because, unlike lots of cooking, there is this whole other living component that you take on when you start baking a loaf of bread, which is the yeast. So once you introduce the yeast with the flour and the water and the salt, your bread dough is alive. And in order to nurture it along to a delicious loaf of bread, you've got to really understand what is going on with the yeast in your bread dough. And when you're first learning how to bake, you can't understand it. And so what you need is a really great recipe that can hold your hand from start to finish and sort of guide you to make a delicious loaf of bread, which is really not that hard, so long as you've got someone or a nice book, perhaps, that can tell you what to do and when to do it.
The first chapter of the book is fascinating because you talk about how you fell in love with this and you made your first loaf of bread. But you use the word of obsession. You became obsessed with this.
One could say that. One could. Some have used that word.
Well, you say that, actually.
I have used that word. That's true. sometimes the line between love and obsession is blurry, and I can't, perhaps it's because my last name is Baker, but it really spoke to something very deep within me, the process of making bread. And I basically would talk about it with anybody who would listen, and that was really a large part of how I was able to to go from, you know, baking a few loaves at home to opening a bakery within a few years because, you know, I was so excited about it. And another thing that really turned me on throughout the process is that the bakers that I met were a really generous bunch. And so, you know, we have this love of this process, and we connect to each other through it. And it's been really an amazing few years.
So we talked about the happy part. Let's talk about the actual great bread part. What makes great bread? In your opinion, what does it take to make great bread?
Yeah, so most of the recipes in the book are for sourdough bread. And contrary to what I think lots of people think, sourdough bread doesn't have to be sour-tasting bread. It just means that it's made with a sourdough culture or a sourdough starter. And that's just a mixture of flour and water with wild yeast and bacteria that you've cultivated in it. And so what that allows you to do is, in my opinion, just make the best bread, the best tasting bread, the most nutritious bread, the bread that has the longest shelf life. And so all the recipes in the book include the use of a sourdough starter, but they can also be made with commercial yeast if, for whatever reason, you're not into using a sourdough culture, or you're not able to have one that is healthy and alive and active. But the book gets into sourdough bread with a step-by-step recipe for making your own sourdough starter, which is really nothing more than mixing together flour and water and then leaving it alone for a day or two. And you do that every couple days, is you mix in flour and water and then you leave it alone. And then you throw out most of it, mix in flour and water, leave it alone. And really the only way to screw that up, which plenty of people have done, is by giving up on your sourdough starter, because if it doesn't get the love it deserves, it's not going to make it. You know, it's your sourdough starter is just like every other creature we've met. You know, we all need a little love.
You know, Jose, I get a lot of books, and very few can actually make the show. But I got yours, and I opened it up right to page 180, and there you are chopping up chocolate peanut butter cups and mushing them into bread batter. And I thought, I have to have this dude on. This is cool. And you had me at that. So, but it speaks to the larger point of there is great creativity here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, I stumbled upon bread baking, and it really, part of what kept me at it was that it was a venue for creativity and expression. And you know, for better or worse, I didn't have the training and the education of, you know, what it means to be a professional baker. And I'm actually really grateful for that, because it allowed me to approach the whole thing with pretty fresh eyes, because I didn't know any better, you know? And so the creativity was an integral piece of the whole puzzle. And yeah, it led me to do things that I think, you know, probably if I'd had a little bit more schooling and training, I probably would have never, you know, been so bold and or silly as to do something as mushing up chocolate peanut butter cups into bread dough and then baking it in a muffin tin and calling it a pocket bread. But I did it, and it was really delicious, and people really loved them. And, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, if you're thinking outside of the box, you can come up with some really great stuff. You can also come up with some totally stupid stuff, which, believe me, I did plenty of that, too.
And that's what's great to try and to have an editor and the public and an audience to tell you what works and what doesn't. You have pizza making, pocket breads, as you just mentioned, cornbread, scones. So there's quite a repertoire here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. There's also breads made with different grains. There's a whole chapter on whole wheat breads, and then there's a whole chapter on breads made with other grains like rye and kamut and spelt. And I've also got a gluten-free bread in there, which I call adventure bread, which started making a few months ago, and we've been floored at how popular it is at the bakery here. We just had to double our production of it because we've just been selling out every day. And so even folks who eat, you know, who eat plenty of gluten have been snatching it up just because they think it's really delicious and really nutritive as well, because it's really just a bunch of seeds held together with oatmeal and psyllium seed husk and chia seeds. Yeah.
Well, the book is Josie Baker Bread, Get Baking, Make Great Bread, and Be Happy. It is published by Chronicle. Josie, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great, good luck with the book, and have a great summer. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Joe. Have a great day, man.
Thanks so much. Again, the title of the book, Josie Baker Bread. It's published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.